Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw Is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. I'm back, baby. I took a little break after 100 episodes. I had diarrhea. I've been traveling here and there. Still kind of keeping up with, actually keeping up with Patreon. Go over to patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Become a member there. You get an episode every single week. Even if I'm traveling, because they're audio only, so they're very easy to record. When I'm on video, I got to look pretty. Do you know, I realized I was doing podcasts last week in New York City, and next week I'm in LA doing podcasts to promote my upcoming special. I'll tell you about that in a sec. But I realized that I need to start learning how to wear at least a little bit of makeup. I'm sitting next to these women on these podcasts. There was one lady, beautiful, full beat of face, which is not a domestic violence term. It means she has a lot of makeup on. It's a drag queen thing. Get into it, honey. She had a full beat on, and I was looking at the monitors, me next to her. I looked like a corpse, like a translucent ghost. Is that an oxymoron? I looked like I had been dead for 10 years, and somebody killed me again. It was rough. Maybe I got to splash some concealer on that face of mine. Men don't do it, do they? Maybe they do for podcasts. I don't know. Maybe Rogan's got a whole makeup department over there. Yeah, my special, man. I've been promoting it on a bunch of podcasts. You're going to hear these podcasts, hopefully, if you're on the YouTube, if you're on Spotify, if you follow me, I'll make sure to post about them when they come out. I did Alex Jones. No, I did a lot of fun different podcasts. I'll tell you about them when they come out. I've been telling on Patreon, on my episode on Patreon, I was talking about my trip and went into detail. But that's behind a paywall, baby. You got to pay to hear that shit. $3 a month. Can you afford it, baby? Can you give me a little $3 a month? Give me $3 a month. I'll give you the tea. Sorry, that was inappropriate. My special is coming out May 14th on YouTube, on this YouTube channel. If you're watching me, if you're listening to me, go to my YouTube and subscribe. If you already subscribe, holy shit, you're ahead. A+. May 14th, my special called All Right, See Ya, huh? Comes out. I'm very excited. Not sure what time it'll come out. Probably like 11 a.m., noon. I'll figure that part out later. I'll figure that out on the 13th as I'm uploading it. No, I'm very excited for the special. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you do watch it. It was a very fun time. I've been working on this hour. I'm very excited to get it out there. We had some fun in that Wisconsin crowd, baby. So check out the special, May 14th. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast if you'd like. Join the Patreon if you want some more episodes. If you're missing me while I'm away, I'm like an addict, like a mother who's addicted. Sometimes I abandon you. I love you, but baby, the drugs are calling me. I'm not doing drugs. I'm sober. You would know if I was on something. I don't know. How would you know? I would be not quick. If I was hungover, I'd be a little foggy headed. Never did good with hangovers. I was never a good person who could handle hangovers. I would just kind of like truck through the day. Or maybe I'd start missing things. I mean, I know I was gone for 2 weeks. I'm sober. I promise. I'm not using. I know I look like a meth head, but that, baby, that's just my genes. I come from a long line of maybe meth heads, maybe just bad skin. All right, let's get into this episode, baby. Oh, in Bakersfield, California, I will be coming out there to perform May 2nd, doing two shows in Bakersfield, California, one night at the Well Comedy Club. And then I'll tell you about the cities I'm in at the end of the episode as well. But for now, Bakersfield is the most recent one, May 2nd, also in May, Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas. I can't stay away from you people. I love you people. All right, let's get into this episode. David, the alt-pop singer, has finally been arrested. I don't know if you've been keeping up with this story. David spelled D4VD. I mean, you know, already I could have told you he was a murderer. If I was prosecution, I'd say, Your Honor, look how he spells his name. He thinks he's Prince. He's formally been charged with sexually abusing, murdering, and mutilating the body of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. I'm not going to say it like that. I sound so gay when I try. I sound like Giada De Laurentiis on the Food Network, the Italian one who has anorexia, supposedly, allegedly. I mean, she looks like a bobblehead. She looks like an Italian bobblehead. What do you want me to do? She's got like the Kelly Ripa physique where everything's sharp. Everything in her face looks like if you touched Kelly Ripa's face, you'd cut yourself. Very sharp. That's from not eating enough. That's from lack of nutrients. Anyways. Yeah, I can't say Rivas Hernandez. I know that just sounds like it's stolen valor. I'm stealing Hispanic language valor. I'm stealing Spanish valor here. I'm just going to say like white lady because that's what I am. He's been accused of sexually abusing, murdering, and mutilating the body of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. There, that feels better. That feels white. Poor girl. Her decomposed remains were found in his abandoned Tesla 7 months ago. They finally brought charges. I understand kind of how the justice system works. I am married to a lawyer. She's not in court litigating. She's certainly not handling criminal cases or anything like that. Thank God she's on the courtroom. She would be working all the time. That would suck. But, I understand it takes a while to build a case. I just think if somebody's found in your trunk, how much time do you need? I mean, you own the car, the body's in the car. I don't know. I understand you gotta cross your T's and dot your I's and wipe your butt, but seems a little 7 months, man, that guy had some time. He never once left the country, huh? He never once said, let me go to a country that doesn't extradite. There are some countries that won't extradite. I don't know, murder, maybe they would be like, all right. If they were like, it was a 14-year-old he murdered, they might be like, all right. But, I think Ireland, I could be mistaken. I want to say Ireland is one that's like not a pure extradition country. I could be wrong. Fact check me on that. Ask your AI. I don't use AI. Ask ChatGPT for me. It's just Google. Anytime you use ChatGPT, just know you're using Google without the hard labor of researching the answers yourself. Okay. Charges were filed Monday. And this was this week. So this is recent. They were filed Monday. But the case stretches back to 2023. My God. And it's a little bit, now David's real name is David Burke. It's a little bit ironic. It's a little bit like, did somebody write this? I mean, his song that went viral on TikTok, he's known for having a viral song on TikTok in 2022, and the song was called Romantic Suicide. And I just watched a YouTube clip from Pitchfork or Audio Tree or something where he was breaking down the song Romantic Homicide, and the lyrics are like, I killed you in the back of my head. And then David's there being like, when I say I killed her, I don't mean physically. I would never. And it's like, Jesus, this guy was really just, he wrote about what he knew. He wrote about what he knew. It's also very dark that it's a young teenager. A 14-year-old is only 2 years into being a teen. That's not like an 18-year-old. Still weird, but like 14 is rough, dude. You're fucking evil. Murder itself is very evil, but 14 and supposed runaway? Jesus. All right, so 2022, his music goes viral on TikTok. Romantic Homicide. Woo-hoo-hoo. I forget how the song goes. I'm sure it's, lovely. 2023. Prosecutors say the abuse begins. So Burke allegedly begins this sexual abuse of Rivas Hernandez, who had just turned 13. Woo, woo, woo. Over here, officer. He's over here. 13. Damn, David, if he beats this case, somebody put him in Congress. Holy shit, he could be a great congressman. With this rap sheet? He might be president. The girl has been, and it is a girl. It's not a woman. It's not a lady. It's a girl. It's a young girl. The young girl has been described by authorities as a runaway. Court documents say she lived with David Burke in Los Angeles. you know, a troubled girl, probably had a rough upbringing. Nobody, you know, becomes a runaway because everything's going well at home, you know. You think that there's an answer elsewhere. And then you find up dead in somebody's Tesla. She was a seventh grader, dude. Her family reported her missing in 2024. They reported the seventh grader missing. And then 2025, David makes his Coachella debut. Great. He's on top of the world. He's doing well. Everyone's loving him. 2025, and that was in April 11th, April 23rd, 2025, Rivas Hernandez is last known to be alive. They allege that he killed her on or about April 23rd. So he did Coachella. He was sexually abusing this young teen. He did go Coachella, you know, and then like 10 days later, he's like, it's time to murder. I murdered at Coachella, and now I want to murder in real life. I'm not trying to make light of this murder. It's just, it is a crazy story, and you got to be like a sociopath, psychopath. I don't really know the difference. Again, I'll ask ChatGPT never. But yeah, to even want to be talking to a 13-year-old, I don't know how old David, I think he's young, 20s? I don't know. I'm not really sure. 21. He's 21 years old. God, what a waste. That poor girl. Yeah, I mean, being 21 and wanting at all anything to do with a 13-year-old is, you know, it's like being 30 and wanting to talk to a 16-year-old. I certainly, at my old ass age, please don't put anybody 20, under 25 in front of me. They're in a different world, baby. We have nothing in common. We're good. Maybe we could talk about Euphoria, but I don't need to know their thoughts. They have no life experience. They think Rue is, you know, a good person. She's fine. She's not a bad person. She's just, okay, it's a character. All right, April 2025, a couple days after the murder, he releases his album, his debut album. And then in May, authorities say her remains are mutilated. So one of the charges here is unlawful mutilation of human remains. Prosecutors say Rivas Hernandez's arms and legs, her arms were severed. Her legs were severed. Do you know that TikTok? Sorry, this is not the time for this. I'm not trying to make fun of her murder. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the news. Fuck David. Okay. Her arms and legs were severed from her body. That's rough. That's really rough because now you're getting into like, oh, not only can you sexually abuse a young girl, not only can you murder her, now you want to play with her fucking dead body, you fucking creep. Lock this guy up forever. Can he get the DP? I don't think they do the DP in California, the death penalty. I don't really believe in the death penalty either because there's no such system that can accurately depict who is innocent and guilty 100% of the time. So that means that sometimes we're sending innocent people to death and yikes, the whole system's flawed. Anyways, August 5th, 2025, David goes on tour. Then in September 2025, her body is discovered. So one day after she would have turned 15, which is depressing as fuck, her badly decomposed remains are discovered in body bags inside of the trunk of a Tesla registered to David. It had been towed from an upscale neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills where it had been sitting, seemingly abandoned. So this guy has a dead body in a trunk and just thinks, eh, I'll get to it. Like it's leftovers he left in the car. You ever do that? You leave some, like a box of pizza, something from, you know, Applebee's sits in the backseat of your car. Ah, shit, I forgot. I'll get to it. That's how he's treating it. It's crazy. If I had a body in my trunk, the first thing I'd be doing is like, how can I get rid of this? This is some serious shit. Now, police searching the vehicle found a cadaver bag covered in bugs. Sorry, I didn't do a trigger warning. I assumed you were a grown-up. Here we go. Cadaver bag covered in bugs with Rivas Hernandez's head and torso inside. A second bag containing her arms and legs were found underneath the first. This is horrific. This is horrifying stuff. I'm just, you know, this guy's a fucking monster. This goes beyond like, you know, murder number one is like, who can do that truly? But this is like serial killer, sociopathic, psychopathic shit where now you're playing around with a dead body. It's just really horrific. I hope this guy never sees, I hope he doesn't get any fresh air. I know he's in solitary. They're keeping him away because he's a, whatever, famous guy in prison. Please. He almost, I mean, you know, he wasn't hugely well known. So then in, so what, how many days after they find the body? About 11 days after they find the body, Burke's remaining tour dates are canceled. Everything's canceled. He's also dropped by his label. Okay, so, you know, now it's like no one believes this guy had nothing to do with it. They believe he had everything to do with it. A funeral service is held. That poor, poor girl. Coroner's report is blocked, so that's good. We don't have to know everything. Sometimes we don't have to know everything. It would have been nice if we, you know, look, murder is enough for me to think that somebody is evil. I don't need to know that they mutilated. You know, these kind of details are really depressing, especially for the family to know that, whatever. He finally got arrested April 16th. He was arrested. Suspicion of murder and connection. Yeah, they got him. They got him. Imagine popping off in your career. You finally are doing the thing you dreamed of. Your song is trending on TikTok. And the one thing that you just can't wait to do is murder a teenager and leave her in your trunk. I mean, this guy's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. There's no excuse for what he did. But my God, to not even be sweating about a body in the back of your trunk. You couldn't put that in somebody else's trunk. You were just letting that chill in yours. This guy's an idiot. This guy's a fucking idiot. I hope he is miserable. He's young, so the good news is that he's going to suffer for the rest of his life. I don't think he'll see freedom again, as he shouldn't. I don't know what he was doing with this 13-year-old. I think, unfortunately, some really sick, creepy people can look at runaways and sex workers, people who are in prostitution as easy targets, because who the fuck is gonna, you know, not to be harsh, but they in their head, they think, you know, who's gonna give a shit or who's gonna report them missing. It's really sad. I'm glad that the family did finally report her missing. Sad all around. Fuck that guy. Let's see what, is there any details of why this happened? The charging documents allege several factors connected to the crimes that could lead to a harsher sentence if Burke is convicted. Those circumstances include allegations that Burke was lying in wait for Rivas Hernandez, who entered his home and was never seen again, that she was a witness to an investigation into the lewd and lascivious acts. Lascivious, is that how you say that? Sounds very Jewish. I like that. Lascivious acts committed against her, and that Burke allegedly killed her for financial gain. That's interesting to me. I'd like to know more about that. What do you mean? I know conspiracy theorists are going to go, this guy sacrificed her for fame. Well, look where he is now. That didn't work, did it? Get your head out of your ass. Not everything's a conspiracy theory. When she threatened to expose his criminal conduct and devastate his musical career, Burke allegedly murdered her. Okay, so that might be the motive. I just don't see it. I don't see a 13, 14-year-old taking you down. I'm pretty sure you could say, run along, little girl. No one will believe you. You know, I don't really buy that. He could just be a truly sick and twisted person. It's probably more likely. Well, celebs are getting into AI trying to... It's pretty obvious. It's really rough when you see actors trying to back AI, because it's like, no, you don't understand. They're taking your job. But these are actors that are so A-list and so at the top of their game that they'll pull the ladder up. They'll pull the ladder up so that a robot can take the other person's job beneath them. They don't give a shit. They were in Legally Blonde. They're set for life. Reese Witherspoon, Sandra Bullock. These are the kind of names that are coming out in support of AI. Do we think it's out of the goodness of their heart? Do we think they give a fucking shit? Either way, one way or another? No, they're getting paid. It's always about the money, baby. These people are getting paid. They may be a bit dumb. They may not do their research. If somebody's dangling a bunch of money in front of your face, you're not going to do a lot of research. You're going to go, yeah, sure. AI, how bad could it be? Well, you know, we have Roombas. Isn't that the same? So let's get to Reese. Reese dropped a video on, I don't know, X or Tweet or Threads. I think it was Threads, actually. Threads is like the liberal X Twitter. It's a little unhinged over there as well, but in like the leftist way. Like, you can't do a troll post on Threads because people will answer you earnestly. So it doesn't really work. And then on X, people will just call you faggot. So it's hard. Reese Witherspoon decided to evangelize on AI, about AI on Threads. So apparently she posted a video. It's so shitty, dude. She's so, it's coming from a place of like, ladies, we need to learn about AI. Last time this happened with technology, we were so far behind and all the men beat us and we need to know about it. I don't like technology. The internet scared me, but I had to learn it. And now I'm better for it. Ladies, it's very condescending. It's very like fake women empowerment. I'm looking out for women. It's not. It was just an angle. This is the angle they went with. It's bad. But here's how she started. She goes, well, I've decided it's time. The AI revolution has begun and I need to learn as much as I possibly can about AI and share it with all of you. Also, FYI, the jobs women hold are 3 times more likely to be automated by AI. So wouldn't you want to not have AI, Reese? If you love women so much, who join your book clubs that you eventually turn into movies? That's the whole scheme, isn't it? Reese Witherspoon started a book club where she bought the rights to all these books and then she eventually turned them into movies. She'd buy the rights to a book. She'd get this book club. She'd get all these women who love Reese and Reese knows everything. And here's the book she's really all about this month. She'd get all these fans of the books. Everybody would be into the book. And then she'd go, okay, well, now we're going to make the movie because now we've got fans of the book. It's kind of a brilliant idea. I'm not going to knock her for it, but it's so fake that Reese Witherspoon is like, ladies, I care about you. I know she doesn't sound like that, but it's very fun to impersonate her that way. Ladies, I care about you. AI is coming to take your job, so you better get friendly with it so it doesn't murder you. I mean, that's essentially what she's saying. She says the jobs women hold are 3 times more likely to be automated by AI, yet women are using AI at a rate 25% lower than men on average. Is that because women are smart? Is that maybe because women are capable and they don't need ChatGPT to tell us what time it is? Chat, how do you spell banana, chat? Do you think women are just smarter and can figure it out on their own? I know there's a lot of dumb women out there that are like, show me getting blown out by Jacob Elordi's sand. You know, I know that's happening. Men are much more nefarious. They're using AI for crazy shit. Oh, God. I don't even want to know. It's like the David murder. I don't want to know everything. I can't imagine what the men are doing out there with AI. How many people are having cyber sex with ChatGPT? Can you imagine? How many guys are fucking stroking it to essentially Google? God damn. So basically Reese's preaching here is we don't want to be left behind, ladies. So do you want to learn with me? So she's pushing something. It's, you know, she's pushing a product. I really don't know what it is. It doesn't come from the goodness of her heart. She doesn't post videos rarely unless there's some motivation behind it, financial usually. She's probably invested in this AI company or she's being paid by this AI company or, you know, it's gross. Ladies, you don't want to get left behind, ladies. You better learn about that robot that's making you eat dog food for dinner because you don't have any money because it took your jobs. Be friends with it. Sandra Bullock is also doing this. I don't know if Sandra Bullock is coming from a place of getting paid to say this. I would assume so. I would assume if you weren't getting paid and somebody asked you about AI and you're Sandra Bullock, you'd go like, I don't, you know, honestly, I don't know enough about that. It doesn't sound great, but I'd have to do some research and get back to you. That would be a good PR answer in regards to AI. Especially Sandra Bullock doesn't have to know about AI. She's set, baby. She's got Practical Magic 2 coming out. I'll be front row, bitch. I'm there. She's got a black baby. That's fun. She's like the Blind Side in real life. Wasn't she married to a guy who collects Nazi memorabilia? I'm not saying the black baby was a PR stunt, but hello. I'm a little cynical. You can yell at me if you think I'm being rude for saying that Sandra Bullock maybe adopted a black baby because she needed to clean up her PR after being married to a man who is a Nazi. She should have adopted a Jewish baby. That would have been better. Okay. What did she say about it? She said, well, Let's see. She's stumped for technology. So she was on stage at the CNBC Changemaker Summit. So she's being paid to show up to the CNBC, which is essentially stock market channel, Changemaker Summit. They're paying her to show up and they're paying her what to say. All right. So it doesn't come out of her mouth. It's just what she's being paid to say. She's an actress. She says other people's words for a living. That's fair. You can't get mad at her. Get your bag, bitch. So she was asking, how should we deal with AI? She said, well, there could be worse with my image. Sorry, but it's here. We have to observe it and we have to understand it. We have to lean into it. We have to use it in a really constructive and creative way. Make it our friend. Yeah. You know, those AI companies, they really are all about how can we coexist with humans. Sam Altman really wants to make sure that humans, you know, don't go extinct. Didn't Peter Thiel in an interview say he couldn't say for certain that humans deserve to keep living? They were like, Peter, I know AI's on the rise. Do you think that, what about human extinction? Isn't that bad? And he's like, it's not that bad. I never met a good human. I'm a lizard. I hate people. She added, we have to be incredibly cautious and aware of it because there are people who will use it for evil and not good. Well, that's evil. That's repetitive. I do feel that there's a place for it. I don't know. You know, not in art, bitch. You made your money in art. I don't think there's AI needed in art, music, movies, television, acting, ballet, Timothée Chalamet. I don't think there's a place. Now, is there a place for AI in like finding statistical data for insurance agencies, for car insurance agencies? Sure. You know, fine. Admin positions, fine. But the arts, it's a crazy thing to say as an artist, quote unquote. It's just, these are bought for. These are paid statements that mega rich celebrities are saying. Someone said, Electric Katie, I think on Thread, said, Reese Witherspoon using feminism and women's rights to sales pitch AI lets me know immediately that she is not a safe person. My guess is that Reese just found out her financial advisor sunk a bunch of money into AI stock. Here's the thing. Reese Witherspoon she comes across as like, well, golly gee, I'm Reese Witherspoon. I'm just a little baboon. You know me. You can trust me. Reese Witherspoon scares the shit out of me. Have you seen her in that video when she got, I think her husband got pulled over for a DUI? Immediately she was like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I mean, she is the Karen of all Karens. If she wasn't an actress, she would be head Karen of her HOA. She's like Tennessee, rich Tennessee white lady. She should be on White Lotus playing herself. I'd believe it. Maybe AI can take her job then. Maybe we'll see how she feels when we start doing AI recreations. Reese Witherspoon is Forrest Gump. Reese Witherspoon is Erica Kirk. You know, we'll see. These AI movies that are becoming. But these people are already at the top. Again, they've made all of their money. They lived through the good eras of art, the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. You know, when there were like three movie stars, A-list. Everybody was making the good money. Now she's at the top. She's got a million schemes. She's got her book club. She's producing. She's fine. She's fine. Sure, she's going to push AI. It doesn't affect her. If she never does a movie again, she'll be fine. It's just icky. What else is icky? Should we go to an ad read or should we? Yeah, let's do an ad read because we're at 30 minutes almost. So I'd like to shout out Lucy Brown, baby. Lucy Brown Coffee. Their subscriptions are best. I love them so much. You know them. Lesbian owned. I once said queer owned and Sarah said, what the fuck? I'm a lesbian. I said, I knew I liked you. I know I do love queer, but look, if you're a lesbian, if you're a straight out lesbian, you don't need to say queer. Queer is for like trans, I guess, non-binary, bisexual. I would think bisexual, but non-binary. I feel like if you're non-binary, you get to say queer more. If I'm a lesbian, just say I'm a lesbian. Queer used to be a slur you'd say to kids in school. So it's every time I hear it, I'm like, what'd you call me? She is a lesbian, small business owner, killing it in Lexington, Kentucky with Lucy Brown Coffee. It's the best coffee shop out there, baby. I love it so much. Coffee by day, cocktails by night, mocktails if you're sober. It's got everything. And they also have a coffee subscription program that you've got to get. It's fantastic. Sign up for the coffee subscription, and every single month you'll get sent a new bag of coffee, whether you like it whole beans or ground. Dark roast, medium roast, light roast, whatever you like, they got you. They'll send you what you prefer. They're listening. They hear you. Every single month you get a new bag of coffee. It's never a repeat bag, which is insane. I've had it for a few years now, never had a repeat bag. Different roasters all over the country, small artisanal roasters, people that actually put effort and care into this coffee. It's not some fucking roach-infested factory churning out Starbucks every day. Get the coffee subscription. All you got to do is visit their website. Simply fill out the form on their website, and then you'll start getting coffee beans sent straight to your door. Visit lucybrown.com. That's L-U-S-S-I brown.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. That's L-U-S-S-I brown.com. Follow the coffee subscription button. Get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you're going to get 10% off your first order. It's a great thing to give yourself. It's a great gift to give somebody you love. Or somebody you hate who hates coffee. If you know somebody who hate that also hates coffee, get them this. They're going to hate it. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for being an OG sponsor of this show. We love you so much. And if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, check them out. They're right downtown, baby. All right, Meghan Trainor has canceled her tour. You know I'm all about that bass, that bass. Who was listening to her? Sorry, if you like Meghan Trainor, I'm sorry. She's just a little corny. I like Olivia Dean's music, I do, but in the back of my head, I've always been like, this is like, has the potential to be really like corny. Every time I hear Olivia Dean's music, I'm like, it's a little, and I saw a TikTok that was just somebody put up a TikTok. They weren't talking, it was just words, like on a Facebook post on TikTok, and it just said, Olivia Dean makes tampon commercial music. And I was like, God damn it, that's it. She makes tampon commercial music. Meghan Trainor makes diaper commercial music. I mean, she makes music for Depends, bitch. You know, I'm all about that poop. Got that poop. Oh, booger. She's rough. Not a fan of her music, but that's okay. Art is subjective. You know what I mean? Some people like it. Those people are probably deaf. I'm not trying to shit on her too much. I don't like her music. And I also like, I'm not a big fan. You know this. I don't like people that come out and are big, like physically bigger, and then they like melt away. It's like, ew, the industry changed you. I don't like that about you. I like Adele. I love Adele. I will always love fat Adele more. I miss Fidel. I will always miss Fidel. Adele's awesome. She can do no wrong in my book. She's amazing. It was a little weird when she posted that reggae. Remember that reggae festival photo? Crazy. Maybe she was tweaking on Adderall. I'll always love Adele. But damn, girl, why couldn't you stay Fidel? I loved Fidel. It just gets me a little weird when somebody's like, you know, it's all about body positivity. And then the minute they get huge, like successful, then all they want to do is become a size zero. And it's like, ew, love yourself, bitch. Feels phony. But also there's a lot of pressure in the industry, and I understand that. I think there's a even ground here, and I think Meghan Trainor just went, you know, sometimes when you know somebody or you're familiar with their face and then they lose so much weight, it's like, ugh, you don't even look right. You look a little weird. And again, this is coming from someone who looks like a corpse on camera. I understand my lane. I'll stay in it. I'm just saying. I miss heavier Meghan Trainor. It made more sense. You can't be a skeleton talking about, I'm all about that bass, are you? What bass? Where is it? All right, she had a big tour. I think she was doing arenas, which I think is the mistake of so many artists. I think Pussycat Dolls are doing a reunion tour, and I think they're running into the same issue where they're like, I don't know who's booking them, but they need to scale down. Arenas, like, it's you gotta be Cardi B, bitch. It's hard to sell out arenas. Why not sell out a smaller room and know you're going to sell out? Why put yourself in these arenas? I don't think that Meghan Trainor is an arena act. Sorry, I can name one of her songs. If I heard three, I'd probably recognize two of them. So I don't know. It's a little, to me, Arena is Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, obviously Taylor Swift, Cardi B, maybe Nicki. I don't even think Nicki could pull it off now. Maybe Nicki. You know, these are, I wonder if Chapel, I think Chapel could do arenas. I think even that, I'm like, could she sell out an arena right now? Chapel Roan? Probably could. Yeah. Katy Perry. Could Katy Perry sell out an arena right now? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I think the public perception of Katy Perry is kind of changing. So it's, you got to be fucking huge. You got to be really well liked. You got to be very popular. People got to come the fuck out. It's a very large, it's a lot of seats. So Meghan Trainor had to just cancel her tour. Of course, she's, it's always low ticket sales. When an artist has announced a huge arena tour or any tour, and then a few months later, they just completely cancel the tour. It's never whatever reason they're giving you. It's truly and always is just ticket sales. Unless they're like, hey, I have cancer, I'm going to die tomorrow. It's ticket sales. It's really easy to just throw out any other excuse, but it really is like, you're not selling enough. This doesn't make sense. You're going to lose money. It's going to look sad. I don't understand why they don't cancel and just own it and move it to a smaller, move it to a theater, move it to like a 500 person theater, maybe a 1,000. I don't know. I don't know what she can sell. I'm surprised that she was put in arenas in the first place. She says, after a lot of reflection and some really tough conversations, which are with her management team, because they're like, Megan, you're not selling, I've made the difficult decision to cancel the Get In Girl tour. Balancing the release of a new album, preparing for a nationwide tour, and welcoming our new baby girl to our growing family of five has just been more... Now you're greedy. You've got a family of five and you're adding one? That's on you. I don't even feel bad. That's just greed. You're gluttonous. You're gluttonous. You stopped eating, so now you just want kids? What is this? I need to be home and present for each and all of them at this time. Well, you planned a tour, so I don't really buy it. You had five kids home, and you said, yeah, let's do this tour. So, kind of crazy, but okay. I don't know. Nothing against Meghan Trainor. She's corny. I don't really like corny acts. You know, she's got a very specific audience that is just not, it's not for me, and that's okay. I'm sure she would hate me too. But yeah, it's never, oh, I forgot I have a family. I booked this arena tour and, you know, I forgot I had a family at home that I have to take care of. Because they knew, they agreed. If the arena tour was selling out, they would have said, fuck them kids. I'm on the road, bitch. Put a nanny on them. They'll get through. I'm making money. No, it's low ticket sales. It always is. It always has been. But that's really, again, I think that falls back on the bookers, the management team. You got to be realistic with where you're at. You can't just be like, well, she's releasing a new album so she can do arenas. It's crazy. Was it arenas? I don't want to be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure arena tour. It was an arena tour, right? Yeah, I think looks like one of the dates was supposed to be at Madison Square Garden. That's fucking crazy. Madison Square Garden. Now, she could have probably played Madison Square Garden when All About the Bass came out. Maybe. But like now, girl, just get on a reality show. That's crazy. It really comes down to the bookers. It really comes down to... And acts need to, you know, I'm sure they have a bunch of yes men around them saying, no, you can do this. But it's really embarrassing when you don't sell. And then you have to say like, oh, I forgot I had kids. But, you know, I'm sure she's fine. From one Canadian pop star to another, Drake. Drake is releasing an album. The crowd goes mild. I mean, I don't care. I'm sure Drake still has his fans. There's a bunch of 5'5" frat brothers named Brayden that are wet, anticipating his album coming out. His album is really, really rough. It's named Iceman. Rough name to go with in this day and age when most of your fans are in America. Putting ice in your album title is just insane. It's ice, as a branding perspective, ice is having a rough year. It's been having a rough few years. Hard years for Upper Ice. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about like immigration. I'm talking about just the name Ice. You can't put ice in your branding. It's a hard one to sell. You're the Iceman? What are you? You're going to take away immigrants? What are you saying, Drake? He, in order to promo this new album, which he needs to do a lot of, because, you know, he was embarrassed by Kendrick Lamar. The entire world was calling him a pedophile on Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. I mean, it's rough. To even have the ego to want to come back after that, dude, I would be so far. I would be in New Zealand. You would never hear from me again. If the entire world was yelling pedophile at me, you wouldn't see my face. I'd take my millions and run away. But he's working on promoting, coming back with a new album called Iceman. What he's done is his team has installed a giant block of ice in downtown Toronto. And the release date for the album is like hidden in the ice in the middle at the bottom. And so like either the ice melts or fans like take a pickaxe to it and get to it to find out the release date. Girl, who gives a shit? What are we, Scooby-Doo? Who gives a shit? Aren't you 40? Don't you have a son to take care of? What is this? Why are you acting like a 20? Why? This is Sabrina Carpenter shit. What are you doing, Drake? Who gives it a release date? If you don't, it would be better if you were like, I have hidden $2 million in this block of ice. And whoever gets it gets to change their life. Like, that would be like, you know, all you're doing is hiding your release. No, girl, nobody cares. People are dying, Kim. Just fucking tweet out your release date for your dumb fucking album. It's fine. This is doing too much. And he can only do this in Canada. You can't imagine he's telling everybody, go downtown. There's a lot of ice downtown. That's when you'll find out about my album. No, fuck no. I'm illegal, Drake. I can't go near ice. I loved you, Drake, but this is too far. I mean, he can only do this in Canada. Do people care? I guess they do. He's getting some fans in Toronto that are like kicking at the ice. Just a bunch of hungover frat guys like, ugh. Like that don't realize they're gay. Showing up for a man's block of ice. It's a little gay. It's a little gay. I don't know. Drake and his fake abs, man. This guy, you know, you'd think his ego would be bruised enough. All the diss tracks that Kendrick Lamar put out about him, Meet the Grams, holy shit. One, if I heard Meet the Grams About Myself by Kendrick Lamar, oh my, you would never see my face again. But I have humility. I have emotions. I'm able to feel when I'm a loser. I don't think Drake feels that. I don't think he feels anything. You better watch out. Somebody check all of the back of, no, I'm kidding. I was going to make a joke, a David joke. Drake feels nothing. There's probably mutilated bodies all over his house. I'm joking. That's a joke. I would never say Drake is a murderer. He murders my eardrums, but that's about it. He murders the vibe. He's a cornball. I don't like Drake. And if it was, his music's fine. His music's fun. But this is one where I don't even want to separate the art from the artist because I just don't care enough about his music. I don't give a shit. I really don't. This man gets, he's texting Millie Bobby Brown when she's 15, 16, talking about boys. Boy, this man's a creep. This man is a creep. Anybody texting a teenage girl, you're a fucking creep. There's no, you're not mentoring a teenage girl. Get the fuck out of here. You're a fucking creep. And he has fake abs and he's Canadian and he thinks he's tough. It's all of it is very funny to me. He's very corny. I don't like him. He's a theater kid who got a hold of a microphone and decided to rap. I don't like it. All right. That's enough of my Drake rant. I'm sorry. I just don't like the guy. Have you been watching Euphoria? You keeping up with Euphoria? Euphoria is, it's okay. It's doing pretty good. I like it. Here's the thing. I like Euphoria. It's a TV show, right? We can't pick it apart too much. Yeah, there's a lot of unrealistic parts about it. We did time jump. There are characters that are no longer there that are just plain out, you know, RIP Eric Dane, RIP Fez. I don't know the actor's name. Angus. I think his name's Angus. RIP to him. It's still a fun show. It's fine. The music, the lack of Labyrinth music really takes me out of it, I gotta say. They're trying and they're going a classical route. They're going with strings and violins and piano. It's just not really working for me. I don't really quite understand where a lot of these characters are. Why would Nate marry Cassie? I would think they'd fizzle after high school. A lot of these things are like, after high school, none of this would be real. Not one person went to college after high school. Not one. Okay. That's fine. College is a scam, I guess. Two of them are working high up in the entertainment industry. Okay. All right. Rue is swallowing golf ball sized fentanyl bags. That makes sense. Honestly, I believe that she's a drug mule. That makes sense. Jules is a sex worker. All right. That makes sense because she was kind of doing that in high school. All right. I'll get behind that. Rue being in contact with all of these girls from high school is the most unrealistic part of this goddamn show, and I cannot take it. Rue is the fucking junkie friend in high school that you only keep up with on Facebook now. And they have 15 different accounts. Every month they have a new account because they get locked out or they forget their password or they've been hacked. Rue is that person. Rue is the friend you keep up with on Facebook at a distance. You're not inviting her over. Lexi's bringing Rue into her house. Do you think Lexi and Rue would talk after high school? Please. Lexi's like, oh, that girl that was fent folding during math class? Yeah, let me invite her in. She's homeless. Even better. She smells like shit. She's homeless. Yeah, let's go hang out. Let's talk about the old days. Maddie's getting ready with Rue in her house. What? Maddie would have blocked Rue immediately after high school. It's crazy. But I understand for the TV show, they have to still be talking. But like, no, but imagine like, you know, the kind of like druggy person in high school that you knew. Still hanging out with them that you kind of knew. Still hanging out with them like as a 22-year-old. It's just like, I don't know, man. Rue would be, yeah, she'd be like not posting on Instagram. She'd be kind. She'd have, by the way, she'd have 15 different phone numbers. Every year she'd have another phone number. You got to keep up with that. I have a friend like that. Every fucking 3 months, this guy's changing his number. I'm like, are you on the run? What is this? I don't know. I shout out Big Tim. I don't know what's going on with that guy. But yeah, it just, that's the most unreal. It takes me right out of it. When I see Maddie and Rue hanging out, Maddie would be like, who the fuck? Oh, Rue? That dumb bitch that was ODing every other day? Where? I don't know where she is. Hopefully rehab. I don't fucking know. I'm busy being a social media manager. It's a lot unrealistic. But that really, it just, for some reason, it takes me out of it. Because I'm like, Rue passed high school. Like, they would hang out in high school because it makes sense, I guess. But like, now we're in early adulthood and like, you don't have to see this person every day. And you're in LA, which is already like, when you're in your area in LA, that is your neighborhood, that is your area. You don't really, not a lot of people, when they pick a spot in LA, that's their spot. I'm in Silver Lake, or, you know, I'm in North Hollywood, or I'm in, you know, you don't really traverse outside of that much, especially with, some people do, I'm not saying, I'm just saying it can be very insulated. You pick your neighborhood, you stay there. So, all right, it's fun. I'm suspending my belief. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to enjoy the ride. But it's going to get dark. I think there's human trafficking. A lot, you know, people are already ODing. There's shitting. There's drug muling. Yeah, check it out. Euphoria Season 3. It's got to be the last one, dude. It's got to be the last one. Can Rue just die already? I mean, part of me thinks she's narrating from the grave. So can we get on with it? I mean, it's crazy. It's an enjoyable show. Great acting from Zendaya. Great acting from some of the Angel, that one Midnight Dancer, that one stripper they call Midnight Dancers. I like that. Great acting. Sydney Sweeney's whatever. I mean, you know, she's just showing her taint. It's fine. I do like Alexa Demi. I do like Maude Apatow. She's fine. But yeah, I don't know. First two seasons were great. It was all pretty unbelievable, but you were more likely to get sucked into that world. And now it's just like, what is this? What am I? I don't know what I'm watching. At least it's now people that aren't pretending to be underage doing this shit, I guess. All right, that's our episode, my episode. Again, join the Patreon for extra episodes of this podcast every single week. I think we're up to 108 bonus episodes over there. So you have a lot to catch up on hearing me talk my shit behind a paywall. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. My special is coming out May 14th. It's called All Right, See Ya on YouTube. Heather Shaw Comedy on YouTube. Go get ready for that. Subscribe to that YouTube if you haven't already. I'm very excited to show you all my special. I'm very, very excited. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast if you love me. 5 letters, 1 word. Queef, baby. Come on. Where am I going to be throughout this year? Let me tell you. Bakersfield, California, May 2nd. May 22nd, May 23rd, I'll be in Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas. Then I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Dayton, Kentucky, but it's basically Cincinnati, Ohio, Lawrence, Kansas, Atlanta, Georgia, Lexington, Kentucky, Lincoln, Nebraska, Norfolk, Nebraska, Chandler, Phoenix, Arizona, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Sunnyvale, California, Long Island, Washington, D.C., Pottstown, Batavia, Seattle. We're adding Portland, Oregon as well. There's some other cities we're adding. Rochester, New York, Uncasville, Connecticut, St. Louis, Mahomet, Illinois, Portland, Oregon. And we're always adding more shows. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm sorry I've been gone. I missed you. Ladies, you need to let AI take your jobs and give me more money. I'm Reese Witherspoon. All right, see ya.